Have you heard it? The familiar sound of Christmas is in the air. From high atop church bell towers to Salvation Army volunteers at the entrances of department stores, joy is ringing out with the melody of heaven's song. Once the unmistakable refrain falls upon our ears, we can't help but join right in. For heaven's song is our song. It resounds within the heart of every man, woman, and child, and calls us all to worship the Christ of Christmas. So ring the bells, lift your voices, and sing. Unto you is born this day in the city of David a Savior, which is Christ the Lord. We've been listening to the sounds of the Christmas season, but to believers in Christ, they are much more than that. They are reminders of the coming of the Christ child to earth. They are the songs that the angels sang to announce his holy birth. They are the sounds of his love. Christmas love song continues to find its way into the heart of every generation. Imagine for a moment what it must have been like generations ago when Mary, the expectant mother of Jesus, heard the first sounds of Christmas. "Fear not," the angel said to her, "for I bring you glad tidings of great joy. You shall give birth to a son, and you will call him Jesus, for he will save his people from their sin." At that moment, Mary's song must have been anything but one of joy and celebration. Instead, hers must have been one of uncertainty, fear, and loneliness. From the quiet hillsides of Galilee, the mother's desperate cry for mercy echoed through the night.
Thank you.
Mary wasn't alone in her anxiousness and confusion. Joseph, a simple carpenter, loved Mary deeply. But when she came to him with the news of her expectancy, Joseph was left in stunned silence. It wasn't until an angel appeared to him as well that Joseph began to understand the magnitude of what was happening. Surely he must have thought, there must be another way. We are so young and unprepared. How is it that I could have been chosen to be a father to the Son of God?
Sure, he must have been surprised at where this road had taken him. 'Cause never in a million lives would he have dreamed of Bethlehem. And standing at the manger, he saw with his own eyes the message from the angel came to life. And Joseph said, why me? I'm just a simple man of trade. Why him? With all the rulers in the world, why? Inside this stable filled with hay, why her? She's just an ordinary girl. Now I'm not one to second guess what angels have to say, but this is such a strange way to say.
After a long journey from Nazareth to Bethlehem in order to be counted for the census, as if they hadn't endured enough already, Mary and Joseph found themselves with nowhere to take shelter and rest until an innkeeper, sympathetic to Mary's condition, offered a stable filled with hay. Weary from the miles of questions behind them, the long-awaited moment arrived, and in humble surroundings not nearly suitable for a king, Mary gave birth to Jesus. As she held a baby in her arms for the very first time, and as Joseph touched the tiny fingers of his newborn son, her anxious fears gave way to tears of joy. Joseph weren't the only ones whose journey of uncertainty gave way to overwhelming surprise. Three scholars from the east discovered an unusual star in the skies above. When they heard that an infant king had been born, their curiosity prompted them to follow the star from distant lands to what they must have thought was the most unlikely place that anyone would ever find a king.
Strange that those
The Bible tells us that all who found the baby bowed down and worshipped him. There was no regal processional to announce his birth. He was merely cradled upon the hay in a simple feeding trough. And yet, all who saw him knew in their hearts that he was the promised Messiah, and that he had come to change their lives forever. Over 2,000 years later, the same is true for each of us. Jesus, the Christ child of Bethlehem, came to change our lives forever. God spoke in his Son, and the sounds of his love have never ceased. Still today, his love calls to the hearts of all men, inviting us to share in his life and in the freedom that he alone can bring.
Is
What truth. What a priceless gift. The amazing and exciting thing about this gift is that it keeps on giving. God the Father sent his Son to redeem us all. When Jesus came and then ascended into heaven to be with his Father, we were given the gift of the Holy Spirit. It is in his Spirit that we live and move and have our being. It is by the power of his Spirit alone that we may love just as he loved. Because of the miracle of Christmas, we are all a part of God's endless gift. The miracle of Bethlehem morning is never-ending. The song of worship sung by angels, shepherds, and wise men is the triumphant anthem of people from every tribe, nation, generation, and tongue. Let the bells ring out. Lift your voices and join the everlasting song. Come and adore him. Let heaven and nature sing that Jesus Christ, the Son of God, the promised Messiah, the King of Kings, is born.